was ready to do the pod, but am I really?
Are you mentally ready?
Am I really ready to do this, Rob?
Well, it's Tuesday.
It is.
And
it is
we
Tuesday.
Had a typically depressing match to talk about. I hate Tuesday in general, so.
It's not a great day of the week, is it?
No, it's one of the worst.
It's kind of caught in that place between Monday, the start of the week, which, as we know, is blah. And then Wednesday is, you know, hump day, which is a significant symbolic day. But Tuesday, it just kind of exists in its own plane, you know?
Yeah, Tuesday's bad because you've already done one day, but you're not halfway through. It's just there.
It's nebulous.
And it rained here today, so that made it doubly dreary.
Oh, fun.
Yeah, so... Not great.
You want to just talk about, like, days of the week rather than this game?
Yeah! Yeah, that would work for me. I have a lot to say about the days of the week.
How do you feel about Thursday, Rob?
I kind of like Thursday. I mean, obviously, when you're an undergrad, it's fun, because that's, like, a party day.
Because you don't have Friday, you have a three-day weekend pretty much every week.
Yeah. See, but now that I'm an elderly man, Thursday is no longer as exciting.
Yes, Thursday is dreadful, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, it's not as bad as Tuesday, granted, because at least you know in the back of your mind that the next day is Friday.
I mean, Monday is pretty clearly the worst day of the week. I think we can agree on that.
Yeah. I think that's fair.
I think Sunday is overrated.
Oh, Sunday can be bad.
Yeah, I think Sunday, people like, Sunday is like the last hurrah, you know, Sunday is... It's still Sunday. It's the weekend. If you're not a churchgoer, it's theoretically great.
Yeah, or if you're big into NFL.
Yeah.
But that's really it.
Which Rob, neither of our NFL teams is doing particularly hot.
No. Uh-uh.
Yeah.
No.
Your Falcons
I hate the Falcons. They're bad. They're still bad. Update from last time. They're still bad.
Yes, very much so.
Everyone is available. Damn. Everyone. First round picks for anyone. You can have them. low prices.
And like Tuesday, the Chargers kind of exist in this nebulous place between, well, they're 3-5. They do have an outside shot at a wild card, but do they really want it?
How many horrendous losses is it so far this season?
Like, all five have been horrendous losses.
Well, I mean, that's on pace for an average Charger season. Lose every game stupidly. And
and they would have been 2-6 if not for the Bears out-chargering them.
That is true. The Bears are hilarious.
Truly.
Yeah, it sucks to be them. But, I don't enjoy NFL much. I watch Red Zone mainly for fantasy purposes,
yeah.
But I don't really care.
Yeah, my dad has it. When I go over, I watch it with him, but, like, eh.
Meh. Yeah, I'll watch about anything else.
I would rather have watched anything else than this Atletico game, as opposed to this Atletico game on Tuesday.
Yeah, I mean, I guess there... I don't know. I don't feel like this is the most deflating draw we've had, though there have been many recently.
This one, I kind of... it's a shrug of the shoulders. I'm not surprised it happened. It took Atletico, again, so long to get going. The first half was abysmal.
This is like an all-time bad one for this season.
It's really bad. And we've seen some bad ones this season and the season before that. We've seen some kind of slow starts, poor performances. Atletico have not scored in the opening 20 minutes of any game this season, Rob. They're 0-14.
That is shockingly bad.
Yeah, I mean, even for a team that we kind of know likes to let things breathe, play things out, play the second half better than the first half, that's terrible. The inability to
not
get off...
scored at all?
Yeah.
That's tragic.
The inability to get off to any kind of fast start. I mean, Jesus, even Arsenal scored 2 against Crystal Palace.
Yeah. Yeah, I hadn't had that work out. Fucking enamored. yeah, great, now you got me depressed again.
I just had to poke you a little bit.
He still has a job, doesn't he? Okay, I mean, I feel like there were some encouraging things in the second half, though. I mean, I know Lodi was somewhat responsible for the second goal, but he had some nice moments. That assist from Hector Herrera has to be the moment of the match, surely.
Yeah, I think Herrera was really good, and I was disheartened that he came off on the hour. It ended up being a good change because Morata got the goal, but it was disappointing to see him instead of like maybe Saul come off. That was kind of a tough one, or even Lemar again, a poor game. But you know, Morata did get the goal, so it paid off in the end. Lodge did play well, actually. Going forward, Lodge did play well. He had one of those chances that you just have to bury if you want to win this game. The Herrera cross, as you mentioned, he slides away from his marker, and he just kind of skitters it wide.
Well, and in fairness to him, it was a great run. If you watch at the bottom of the screen, he was absolutely busting it to get into the box. So fair play, but... And granted, he is a fullback, but still, you probably should score.
That's still a chance that you should finish. It's not.
But if you haven't seen it, that outside of the boot cross from Hector Herrera is very good. Fantastic.
Very good. Very quality. Near assist there. But that was one of the, I think, the three chances that Atletico did not finish that came back to haunt them somewhat predictably. You have the Morata goal, which... Do you find it coincidental, Rob, that Atletico go ahead as soon as Diego Costa gets off the pitch?
Yeah.
Total coincidence, right?
Yeah, and the other thing of it is, I think we've quickly learned that Angel Correa and Alvaro Morata actually work as a pairing.
I am surprised at that. That is a very good pairing.
Correa, I'm surprised too, but I'm happy about it.
Me too. Correa as a second striker was always his preferred position. He just never could play it because Griezmann was around. But he's got 3 assists in 2 games now. That leads the team. And this was another really nice one. Slid through to Morata. Clear 1v1. The nice right-footed finish. Pacheco had no chance. And at that point, you think, okay, 20 minutes. Atletico, they might be able to hang on to this. And almost immediately after, Morata and Correa have 2 chances. Morata's clean through again. Pacheco pushes it away. Correa has another chance, pushed away. And from that point on, Alaves kind of pushed forward, and eventually they get their goal. I mean, it was a stunning goal from Lucas Perez, to be fair, who's got 2 goal of the year contenders in about 4 days.
He's good for that kind of goal.
He's got goals in 5 straight games.
I've always liked Lucas Perez. Obviously, he was great at Depor, kind of meh at Arsenal, never really got a chance. He didn't really play badly, just never really got a shot. But, yeah, I mean, for, like, a mid-tier La Liga team, he's extremely solid.
He's perfect, yeah. And Alaves are kind of in that tier between, I'd say, 9th and 14th. They're probably going to stay up. Their defense is good enough. They have some attacking quality, a little more than I thought they would have. But, yeah, he turns away from Saul. He turns away from Lodge. Very little resistance. And then I think the most difficult one to take is that Thomas Partey was right there. And he didn't even get a boot up to try and deflect it even. He just kind of let the shot go, and, you know, Oblak had no chance.
No, I mean, it was a brilliant finish. That's one of those where it's like, well, okay, fine. Sure, if you're going to score from there, okay, you'd like to see a little bit better defense on it. But with that being said, it's pretty amazing. And Alaves didn't really deserve to get anything from this match, but Atleti brought it upon themselves by not taking those 2 chances.
Yeah, and that's exactly right. Atletico brought this on themselves. They really have no one to blame for this result but themselves.
And that's the thing. It's like in some of these other draws, it's been that they just haven't created chances. But they had 2-3 good chances to score outside of the goal.
Yeah, from the first half, which was really, really poor. Teams know at this point, and I do want to get into this in a second, but teams know at this point that if you just hold out for 45 minutes or so, 60 minutes even, you got a good chance of at least getting a draw, if not a win, against Atletico. If you just stack bodies in midfield, play kind of a medium-low block, you're gonna get a chance because Atletico just can't create anything.
Well, it's both that they can't create anything and they're always too conservative. Yeah. So they're sort of content to let the other team either keep hold of the ball and just not really do anything with it. They're kind of fine to accept that. When really, in these first halves, against lower-tier teams, they should be pushing on and trying to get early goals so that they don't So we don't always have to have this stressful cling on to a one-goal advantage for 30 minutes.
Oh, but Cholo loves that, doesn't he?
Oh, it's his favorite.
You know...
it's his favorite.
Alaves averaged the lowest possession of any team in La Liga, right around 43%. They had 53% in the first half against Atleti.
Yeah.
I mean, that's just... I don't really get the strategy. And I've never really gotten the strategy, honestly.
I mean, I got it when the team was made up of a bunch of dudes that were picked up off the scrap heap in the early Simeone years. That makes sense, because you don't have the talent. But now that this team has seen hundreds of millions of euros invested in it, we've talked about it too many times, I'm going to be ill, but the style has to evolve at some stage.
And I should clarify, I do understand from the standpoint of, yes, seeing those early Simeone teams, those first two or three years, those were teams that did not have quite as much talent,
right,
quite as much skill, but they had heart and they had energy and they had passion to burn. Now you have an Atletico team that has steadily increased in quality, at least on paper, and you can't really play this same way. I mean, I understood it over the past couple of years when Atletico were clearly stagnating and clearly getting old and just did not have the wherewithal or the funds to do a full-on rebuild. Now they've done it, and there really just hasn't been too much of a change.
I mean, there really hasn't been one at all. It's still 4-4-2. The strategy remains the same of try to get a goal and hold on to it, but don't try too hard because then you might concede. That's the worst thing you can do, because it's impossible anyway to come back.
Which they did anyway.
Right, exactly.
Yeah. And the goal is, like, not even the most egregious part. Lucas Perez scored a great goal. Sao Logi and Tomas all could have done a little bit more. But what's more disappointing and disheartening is that Atletico very easily could have killed this game off with 15-plus minutes to go. It would have been 2-0, and they're out of sight.
Yeah, the Correa chance, as well as he's done the last few games, that one's a tough one.
Yeah, I mean, the Morata chance...
That one was pretty perfect.
They both sucked. And those misses both sucked, even though those two had just combined for a great goal.
Yeah, it really stinks that kind of took a shine off what should have been a big positive, that partnership continues to flourish. They both miss chances that strikers should take.
Yeah.
Frankly.
Yeah, and Diego Costa did nothing. Again.
Shocker.
He's done, man. He's done. It's more and more obvious. And our own Ewan McTeer wrote about this, about why Diego Costa is playing so much and what the possible reasons could be behind it. And it's certainly not because he's playing well. I mean, Costa...
Shop window? Question mark?
Cutter, come on in.
Please. China, anyone.
Cutter Stars League, please.
Yeah.
Please. No, but
you got $60 million on hand. I know you do.
Costa is a great locker room guy, and he gets along really well with Simeone. The guys love him, but that's not merit. This is not. We talked about this a few weeks ago, or a little while ago after the Valladolid game, I think, about Atletico, whether it's a meritocracy or not. Costa is the case study. He is the poster boy for this idea, this theory, that Atletico is not really a meritocracy. That Costa continues to get into the starting 11 despite not doing very much at all. I mean, he's not getting service, but he's also not helping himself. And that's the worst part.
Yeah, I mean, it's just not a good look. I mean, and granted, Atletico are, I mean, when you're playing two strikers, you basically have to have four at least, or five in total in order to, you know, compensate for injuries and poor form. But granted, Atleti don't have a Niko Kalinic rotting on the bench or something like that. The striker depth is kind of low at this point, and I guess that's why Costa plays so much, but we also know it's because Simeone loves him.
I don't want to beat a dead horse, but maybe Atletico should have signed Rodrigo Moreno. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
Maybe. Just maybe.
Yeah. I wonder if part of that, I mean, granted, I think that was contingent on the Correa sale.
It was.
Which, okay, sure. But I think, I don't know if a move for Costa's going to happen in January. It feels unlikely, but I mean, I guess it could happen.
And right now, I would argue that Correa is playing better than Rodrigo, at least at club level. Rodrigo's been ripping it up for Spain. But, you know, Rodrigo had a kind of a nightmare at the weekend, scored against Osasuna, but got sent off, and Valencia ended up getting pounded at El Sadar. Meanwhile, Correa has three assists in the past two games, and he's playing very well, to be fair. Even then, yeah, I think the continued expectation, at least of Simeone and his staff, was that Costa, he had a great preseason. He scored four against Real Madrid in New Jersey, is that he would kick on and he would, at the very least, be serviceable. He's not even that.
No.
He has two shots.
Borja Garces, he's back from injury.
Yeah, bring in Borja.
Roberto Riquelme was on the bench, too. That was nice.
I think we should see him.
Yeah, I think so.
Because Simeone is going to just run out of options at some point. We know Correa well enough at this point to know his form is going to dip. Morata's got three goals in three, which is awesome for him. But
he's been great this year.
Morata had as many touches in half an hour as Costa did in 70 minutes, by the way.
Morata's just good.
He's good.
He's just a good player.
I would argue that Morata is the best number 9 Atletico have had since Mandzukic.
Yeah.
That was 5 years ago.
Yeah, I mean, in terms of being a pure striker, I guess you can't really count Griezmann. So.
Yeah, Griezmann was kind of a second striker and kind of a
do-everything-else
guy. But Morata's the best number 9 Atleti have had since Mandzukic, but he does have this track record of hitting some rough patches in his form. We know Costa's deal, and João Félix, he's still injured, and it's still a matter of where is his best position. Is he a direct Griezmann replacement? Is he a guy who you can play behind the two strikers? Where is João Félix really going to be? Where is he best in this team?
It's a good question, and the good thing is that we have a lot of time to figure that one out. I'm not as concerned about that. I mean, I think really this team does need a third striker option, just because, like you say, we know Morata's going to hit a rough patch. Costa hasn't done anything, so there's no one to really displace him other than Morata.
Yeah.
So, yeah. I don't want to get to a point where we're playing like Correa and João Félix up front, because that would just be Griezmann and Gamero.
Yeah, or Griezmann and Correa.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
So, I mentioned this earlier. These systemic issues away from home, Rob, this is not a this season issue. This dates back to really as long as we've been doing Colchonero Chat. This dates back to, you know, 3 years ago. This inability to perform consistently away from home. Atletico have two wins on the road this season. 1-0 at Leganés in the second week of the season, and then the 2-0 at Mallorca, which was a pretty good performance. Those are likely, in my mind, those are likely two teams that are going down this year. And that kind of says it all. Atletico were dismantled away at La Real, and you have this disappointing result, and what was the 0-0 at Valladolid, two really bad results on the road. And this is not exclusive to this season. Last year, Atletico only won 7 of 19 away, scored 23 times in 19 away games, a +4 goal difference. The year before, Atletico took points in 15 of 19 on the road with 11 wins, but finished 14 points behind Barcelona. In 2016-17, 9 wins from 19 on the road. This is not new. The last time Atletico were actually good away from home was the last time they seriously contended for a title in 2015-16. And the year they won the title, they picked up the most points of anyone away from home in La Liga.
Yeah, it's true. I mean, and it is, I mean, it's an old cliche, but it is, does have a ring of truth to it, is your home form, you kind of expect that to take care of itself, but if you want to win stuff, it's the away form where it really comes down to it. And that's been borne out by Atleti's league position in the last few years.
And guess who always seems to pick up points on the road when they need them? Barcelona, Real Madrid. Well, yeah. Maybe not the last 2 years, but generally speaking, in past seasons where Atletico could have contended, you know, Barcelona always seemed to get this done, destroying Real Valladolid, a team Atletico could not beat, which
not good.
Just makes that result even rosier, doesn't it?
And yeah, Barcelona, that was a terrible game.
Barcelona are going back atop the table, and they have the game in hand. So effectively, Atletico are now 5 points behind Barcelona after being 5 points clear of them after 3 weeks.
Yeah, it's not so good.
And a lot of that is down to this inability to win on the road. Blowing leads against Valencia. And that was at home, but blowing leads twice in 10 days in the last 10 minutes. So, why do we think that is, Rob? Why can't Atletico, for multiple seasons now, do really much of anything away from home?
I mean, it has to be the approach, I think. I don't really know if you can look at it as being anything else other than the approach of being far too cautious because they're afraid of whatever kind of home field advantage the other team has, when really that doesn't really exist. It only exists if your players think it does. So, yeah, it's just been really disappointing just to see the same issues continually come up.
I think it's kind of hard to argue that there isn't a psychological aspect to this.
Yeah.
It's kind of hard.
I mean, there's not much else that it could be.
It kind of filters from Simeone on down, this idea that we need to be conservative, we need to be cautious, we need to be tight at the back and give away possession if we need to. There are some teams that you just need to attack, that you need to go at. Alaves are one of them. Now, Alaves have a decent defense. Fernando Pacheco is a really underrated goalkeeper. But this is a team that you do need to challenge and you do need to go at.
Big time.
That strategy does work when you're on the road at Camp Nou, when you're at the Bernabeu. Atleti are going to Sevilla this weekend. That's not going to be an easy game. I bet you we'll see a similar approach there.
Oh, definitely. Yeah, no doubt about it.
That's the third consecutive game away.
But you can rationalize that. I mean, that makes sense.
Yeah, Sevilla are really tough at home. They always are. Atletico have had kind of mixed results there the past few seasons.
But then it's just really irritating.
Yeah,
because you see them play very well against Athletic, who, you know, aren't brilliant, and that's a home game. But that was a very decent performance, all things considered. It's like, do that, but on the road, please.
Yeah, that was another slow start, but Atletico did overcome it. They got stronger as the game went along, maintained their level, and eventually ran out deserved 2-0 winners. And I didn't think the performance would be that good today. I had no expectation that it would be. But to drop points from a winning position again, to fail to pick up a win on the road again, I come to expect it. Knowing this team, I've come to expect it, but the systemic issues, this is a regular issue. It is frustrating, definitely.
And it feels like LA have really put in some stinkers away to Alaves. I don't know if I'm misremembering that. Obviously, there's the big Tomas goal
last year, there was the 4-0. They went to Alaves after the international break and just put a whomping on them.
Oh, yeah.
That was last year. And then the year before, there was the that was a really bad game the year before. Gamero.
Right, the Tomas goal.
That was a Depor. Right? That was a Depor.
Oh, right.
And then Gamero.
I knew it was a team in blue.
That was close.
Maybe I'm thinking of Depor.
Colorblindness.
Yeah, sort of.
Yeah, 2 years ago, it was the Gamero penalty about 10 minutes from time. After Atleti had missed one.
Oh, God.
And then the year before that, when Marco Llorente was at Alaves, they were just all over Atletico for 90 minutes, and Atleti somehow escaped with a draw.
That was the Teo year also, right?
Teo just blew them apart. Marcos blew them apart. And Godin spit on Daverson.
Oh, yeah!
That was a spitting game.
Oh, yeah! I remember doing that pod, actually.
That was the infamous spitting game, yes.
That was so stupid.
Oh, it was gross. It was gross.
That was a big talking point in that game.
The only one.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah. Good times. See, we can look back on these results, and we can look back just at Alaves performances, and we see the inconsistency. We see the uninspiring efforts and performances, and it has gotten old, and there is no real indication that it's going to turn around. This is who Atletico have been for years now, and this is every time a team around them drops points or kind of sputters a bit, Atletico have a chance to pick up points and get closer, and they drop points themselves. and the cycle begins anew. Yes, same.
I don't know. I don't even know what to say.
actual same. Per understat, Atletico are top of La Liga in expected points. They have underperformed by 2 expected points.
I mean, I think what that really says more than anything is just how good the defense has been this year. And it has been quite good, and that's despite a bunch of chopping and changing in recent weeks.
Yeah, and Atletico are, in terms of shots conceded per game, are pretty much elite again after being middle of the table last year, which that is a credit to Simeone that he has gotten this defense back into shape over the past 7-8 weeks. That is a real credit to Cholo, is that he has made this defense very tough to beat again. That was the first open play goal Atleti had conceded in any game since the Juventus draw.
And I mean, the attack has been underperforming. I think we can say that fairly confidently. Whether that's a result of the attacking players being just kind of crapping out of form, I think that's probably the closest you can come, because they've created the chances. It's just a lot of times it's fallen to the wrong player.
Atletico have underperformed their expected goals by nearly 6 goals,
which is killer.
That's why you are not as high up in the table as you should be.
Right, exactly.
Just missing chances. They generated the chances in the second half on Tuesday and just, again, could not convert them.
Well, and I think what makes this year especially irritating is Real Madrid and Barcelona have been fairly bad this season. And in previous seasons, at least it's been a thing where, oh, Barcelona have ripped off a bunch of wins in a row and they're way out in front, so who cares? It doesn't matter. But since it was very close at one stage this season, and still is relatively close, I mean, it's not out of reach, but, I mean, it feels pretty far now.
Yeah.
It's a little bit more disappointing.
It again feels like there's some serious catch-up to do, and there's still 27 weeks to go.
And it's messy. I mean, just like, we had those few weeks at the beginning of the season where he was hurt and out, and now it's just like, okay, he's back, and he's ready to kick everyone's ass again.
Yeah, and Barcelona have vulnerabilities that he covers up for them. They have some...
Oh, God.
They have serious defensive problems. Ter Stegen has cleaned up a lot for them. Barcelona have some really serious defensive problems. And in a Valverde team, that's not good. That's not a good sign. But Messi just papers over all the cracks, and he's not going to get old. His game is not predicated on the things that make players get old or make players look old. His game is predicated on everything else. Technique, vision, touch, chemistry.
It's not like he's slow either at this point.
Yeah, I mean, he may lose some dribbling ability in the next couple years, but it's not going to slow down everything else.
Well, and even if it gets to the point where he's slow, he's still going to be able to take free kicks better than anyone in the world.
Exactly. Everything.
And he can just do like the Dimitar Berbatov thing and stand in the box and just do something you've never seen before and score. So. Yeah.
And that's messy. At the end of the day, the best team has the best player every year.
Right.
And
they have some pretty good players still. I mean, Luis Suarez is just good.
Yeah, he just is. People have wanted to just put a stake in him, put a fork in him for years. He's still scoring goals for them. He will continue to do so.
I mean, his goal-scoring record is unbelievable.
Yeah.
You can't really question it.
It is difficult when the best team has the best player every year, and it's even more difficult when you make a mess of things like Atletico did today and like they have done in the past.
Yeah, Atleti really need to take advantage. Their next few games are, well, the Sevilla one's tough, but then after that there's a little bit of a 2 sort of easy La Liga matches and then Barcelona, which is going to be a big one at home.
Yeah, Sevilla away, it really could go either way. Atletico drew there last year. The Griezmann free kick got them the 1-1 draw. Year before was that crazy 5-2 win.
Yeah.
Yeah, where Diego Costa looked alive. So you have that. Then next week, around this time, Atletico go to Germany to face Leverkusen again. Then Espanyol, then the international break.
But that December 1st Barcelona match, I think, is going to be really indicative of if this team is actually going to be able to get close to the title, let alone win it, but even be close come the end of the season.
Yeah, and I don't like looking this far ahead. But after the international break is a tough 4-game slate. Granada are still in the top three. And I think, looking at Granada's fixtures, I think Granada can stay in the top four through the end of 2019. So you have Granada away, Juventus away, Barca home, and then Villarreal away, whether that's in Miami or at La Ceramica.
Yeah.
Wherever that game is going to take place.
Yeah, so stupid.
So, yeah, these are you just can't draw points here, basically.
No.
So, nothing really new under the sun from that perspective.
Here we go.
Yeah.
Here we go.
Yeah. I'm going to ask you this question, Rob, and I think that's about all I have. Will Atletico score more than 50 goals in La Liga this season?
Okay, let me look at the table. I have to think about this. So they scored 11 through 11 games.
Solid one per game average.
On pace for 38 goals. Great. I think they'll finish short, like 48.
You think under 50?
I think they'll finish just under. I just don't see where this offensive explosion is going to come from. I mean, I think it would take either Diego Costa coming back to life or João Félix just being unbelievably good in the second half of the season.
Which he could be. João Félix is that type of talent that can win games on his own, that can break tactics and just do things on his own.
I mean, I think 50 is actually quite a good number in terms of, like, a betting line for how many goals they'd score.
The over-under, so you're taking the under.
I think I would, just because I've seen this team struggle to score so many times, and I don't see that getting better, really.
Now, the flip side of this, will Atletico concede more than 15?
Yes, I think so. They'll concede more than 15.
Over-under set at 15 for goals conceded this year.
Yeah, you go over on that one.
I mean, right now they're on pace for about 20, if my math is right.
Hmm.
But their defense has looked very good.
It has. So
it's amazing.
Credit Simeone for that, but more goals, please.
Yeah. I'm going to take... I just asked two very good questions, didn't I?
Yes, you did. It's tough. The goal scored one is really stumping me.
I think I'm going to take the over. But the fact that we even have to ask this is
bad.
Yeah. I'm going to take the over. In terms of goals conceded, 15. I think I'll take the over there as well.
Yeah. 15 feels like a very low number.
I mean, this defense is better than it has been in the past 2 years because it's younger, it's a bit more athletic. Felipe Montero just continues to do everything right back there. He's been excellent.
Yeah, I've been very surprised at how good he is.
And Hermoso's been okay, but he's getting time, which is good for him.
Yeah, for sure.
And Jimenez and Savage, once they come back. I mean, the defense is fine. And I do want to give Cholo credit, even though we've been ripping him, is that he has done a great job molding this defense into shape. Now they have to figure out a way to score goals.
Easy.
Yeah.
Easy.
Much, much easier said than done.
Yes, exactly. So, all right, well, this is going to be a weird one.
All right.
It's always weird.
Sevilla on Saturday. We will talk about it no matter what happens, whether it's a draw, win, or a loss. I can see any one of the three possibilities.
I think it is certainly possible.
We will be here to talk about it no matter what. That'll do it for this edition of Colt Gennaro Chat. Rob Walker, thank you so much for joining me.
Always a pleasure.
You can find Rob on Twitter at rwalk03. I'm on Twitter at jbbaron. Into the Calderon at Into the Calderon. You can find all new and archived episodes of this podcast on Apple Podcasts and other platforms just like it. Patreon.com/ColtGennaroChat, the place to be for bonus pods, including instant analysis, including loan tracker, other goodies. Patreon.com/ColtGennaroChat. Become a Colt Gennaro Chat amigo today. Talk to you next time. Adios.